Men of Men by Wilbur Smith. Read by Martin Jarvis. Side 1. Zuga Ballantyne stood in the fierce heat on the lip of the aerial ropeway high above the deep circular chasm where once a hillock had risen above the red ochre landscape of Africa. The earth was like raw meat where the wheels of the wagons had cut it. Earth that rose in dense red clouds when the hot winds scoured it, or turned to glutinous red mud when the thunderstorms thrashed its surface. Red was the colour of the diggings. It stained the men and their beasts and their canvas tents. It coated the corrugated iron shanties of the settlement. Only in the gaping hole below where Zuga stood was the colour altered to the soft yellow of the diamond gravel. The hole was almost a mile across, the rim nearly a perfect circle, and its bottom already 200 feet deep in places. The men working down there were tiny, insect-like figures. Spiders, perhaps, for only spiders could have spun the vast web that glittered in a silvery cloud over the entire excavation. Zuga lifted his hat to mop the sweat from his hairline. His beard had been bleached to pale gold, and the years had laced it with silver strands. But his skin was dark. Only the scar on his cheek was porcelain white, where the elephant gun had burst so many years before. And harsh lines cut his cheeks. Lines of hardship and heartbreak. He looked down into the gaping pit, and the green of his eyes clouded as he remembered the bounding expectation that had brought him here. Was it 10 years before? It seemed like an eternity. He had first heard the name Colesberg Kopje when he had stepped...